Now we come to the fourth Sunday. We will use the English as a sermon.
那我们来到第四个主日，我们会用英文来讲。
Before we start, I want to, because I see a few new faces, and plus our brother is here, Brother Hu is here. We pray for you several weeks. Praise the Lord, you are here. So how about you just say hello to your neighbor, and we spend 1 minute to say hello to your neighbor.
好不好，请大家跟周围说一下 hello. 好，特别看到胡弟兄也在我们当中。
Okay, we'll spend more time after worship, and we can talk and chat.
在我们敬拜以后，大家可以有更多的时间彼此的问安。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，We come before you.
我们来到主你自己的面前。
Just like the hymn that we have just sang.
就像我们刚才所唱的诗歌。
It's a blessed assurance.
我们是蛮有把握。
This is your story.
因为这是你的故事。
And this is your song.
这也是你的歌。
And we want to meditate. We want to sing here.
我们一起来默想，我们一起来这样的唱。
We pray that today you will speak to each one of us.
愿你今天在对我们每一个人的心来说话。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you still remember last week what Brother G mentioned about?
你还记得上个星期G弟兄跟我们交通什么吗？
He said there is a goal we need to press on.
他提到我们有一个标杆，我们要向着那标杆直跑。
If we can focus that goal,And we won't go any detour. Yes, we can reach that goal.
如果我们向着标杆直跑，我们就不会这绕一下那绕一下，我们就可以达到那个目标。
And what is that goal?
那个标杆是什么呢？
Yes, maybe you say my goal is maybe I want to retire early.
可以说我的目标可能是早点退休。
In other words, I want to earn enough so I can retire early.
可以早点。
Or maybe I have other goals.
也许我有别的目标。
But clearly he said, our goal is Jesus Christ himself.
我们记得季弟兄交通到的，我们的目标是主耶稣基督他自己。
So if we focus on him,
如果我们集中在他的身上
,our life,We will be stable.
我们的生活就可以是一个平稳的。
We will not swing here and there.
我们不会摇来晃去，这边或那边。
We follow the different wrong teachings.
或者我们跟不同那些错误的教导。
And maybe we'll follow a different tradition.
或者我们跟着不同的传统。
Or maybe we just follow fashion.
或者我们只是跟着我们自己的情感。
So today we're going to continue to read Philippians. This is the letter Apostle Paul wrote it to all the saints in Philippians.
今天我们继续来看腓立比书，这是保罗对腓立比的圣徒们写的一本书信。
This church is very special in Apostle Paul's heart.
腓立比的教会在保罗的心中是很特别的。
Because this church was established when he had a second missionary journey.
这是保罗在第二次环游布道的时候所设立的一个教会。
And this is the very first church established in Europe continent.
这是在欧洲大陆所设立的第一个这样的教会。
So after he left that place, apparently they already have some brothers and sisters together and they have the worship regularly.
当保罗离开了腓立比以后， 那你的弟兄姊妹们就开始在那里的敬拜，主日的，还有很经常的。
So they are very precious in Apostle Paul's heart.
所以他们在保罗的心中是很宝贵的。
So that's what he said the very beginning. He said, "Therefore, my brother, you whom I love and long for, my joy, my crown."
所以在第四章一开始的时候，保罗也在说，他说，我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
That is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends.
然后他讲到，我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。
Probably you still remember what kind of a condition Paul right now is under.
你可能还记得保罗在写这封书信的时候，他的环境是怎么样的。
He is under restriction.
他在受很多的限制里面。
He is waiting for the judgment.
他在等那个审判的结果。
What happened? Did he do something wrong?
他做了什么坏的不对的事吗？
No, just because he tried to preach this gospel.
没有，他只是为了福音的缘故。
Now here in the Rome,
他在罗马。
Even though he's not in the prison right now, but he has a restriction. Outside has a soldier watching his house.
虽然他不是在监牢里面，但他受很多的限制，他门口外还有士兵这样的。
But he still can receive a guest.
他仍然可以接待来访的客人。
And he still can write a letter and have someone to send it for him.
他还可以写书信，然后让人把书信传递出去。
And one of his guests, he was very, very happy to see is.
有一个他的客人是他很高兴看到的。
And which is described in Philippians chapter 2, his name is rather long.
是在腓立比书第二章。
And if you turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 25, you can see his name. His name is called Epaphroditus.
他的名字稍微长点，在第二章25节，他的名字提到是以巴弗提。
And why this friend is so special to him?
为什么这个朋友对他是这样的特别呢？
Because in this distress time, he liked to see this friend because this friend is from the church of Philippians.
因为在他很困难的时候，他很希望看到他这位朋友。这位朋友是从以巴弗提，是从腓立比来的。
And he brought the gift to him.
他也把礼物带给他。
So he quickly he talked to this friend and then find out the situation. All the brothers and sisters in Philippians.
他可以跟以巴弗提有这样的交通，也了解腓立比教会的情况。
And he knows he's on the way back to the Philippines.
他知道他要回到腓立比教会去。
He wants to return to Philippi, so he quickly wrote down this letter.
所以他也就写了这封书信。
And want this friend to bring the letter back.
让以巴弗提把这封书信带回给腓立比的教会。
And today we are still reading this letter.
今天我们仍然在读这个书信。
So why is so special this letter been written for 2,000 years and we're still reading it?
为什么这个书信经历了2000年，我们仍然在读，有什么特别？
Because there's a very special thing he mentioned here.
因为这里确实是有很多特别的地方。
You remember in chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, he mentioned something. Let's turn to chapter 2.
我们看第二章一到五节。
They say, if you have an encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion.
第二章第一节那里讲到，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
Verse 2, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, or in humility consider others better than yourself.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看自己，看看别人比自己强。
Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Verse 5 it says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
第五节特别提到，你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
So therefore, here's the letter been passed on for so many years. We're still reading.
这就为什么这封书信经过了那么多年，我们仍然要读。
He mentioned about the attitude. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
他讲到，我们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
And last time we mentioned about this attitude also can translate as the mind or mindset.
上次也提到，这个心也可以讲到我们的思想，我们的意念。
And here I just mentioned about a few points we have to where the Paul written in the letter.
所以在这里我想提到几点保罗书信里面所说到的。
If in the library can help me to move on the slide, it gets stuck. It will move on.
后面帮我弄一下这个。
Thank you. First thing he mentioned about be united.
第一件事他讲到的是要同心。
If you would turn to chapter 4 of Philippians.
我们来看第四章腓立比书。
And here, it's very interesting, he mentioned about two sisters.
然后这里他提到两个姊妹。
And he said, I plead.
然后就讲到说我劝。
And one is called Euodia, and the other one is Syntyche.
一个叫友阿爹，一个叫寻都基。
And Paul just straightforward say to agree with each other in the Lord.
保罗直接的就跟他们说，要在主里同心。
And in different translation, probably can help us to understand more.
好，我们可以看不同的一些翻译，让我们更明白这句话的意思。
Other translations say to live in harmony in the Lord.
另外一个版本是讲到在主里面要和谐。
And the other version says to be of the same mind in the Lord.
讲到在主里面要有同样的心思。
If not in the Lord, it's very hard for these two sisters or two co-workers can work together.
在主里，好像这两个同工或者这两位姊妹，好像他们有点不容易能够一起同心。
Yes, they all doing something for the gospel purpose.
他们都为福音来工作。
But maybe somehow they all have different way to achieve the goal.
可能他们会有不同的方式来达到这个目标。
So Paul probably heard from this messenger. The long name is I cannot even repeat it. Let me see how to say it. His name is called
是有一个长的。
Epaphroditus.
就从刚才来的这个以巴弗提这位弟兄那里，保罗从他那里知道了他们的情况。
So Paul purposely write down this this one sentence.
所以保罗特别有这一句话来提到这件事。
So, in many occasions, yes, we work in the church. We need to have all these co-workers.
确实在许多的时候，我们在同一个教会里面工作，我们是有许多的同工。
And Paul called them yoke fellow.
保罗称他们是同父一轭的。
What does that mean, yoke fellow?
什么叫做同父一轭的呢？
Probably right now we don't see any cows or cattle working in the agricultural land.
可能现在我们看不到这个牛或者牲畜他们一起在一个田地里面工作。
Right now, it's all machinery take over all this the animal working in the field.
现在我们都看到都是机器代替了这些动物在田里面工作。
But in the past, you will see there are two cows. They have a same yoke and they work together.
但在以前我们会看到田里面两三头牛，他们都有一个轭，然后他们一起在田里面这样的工作。
And maybe right here you see the horse, but still by maybe a 2x2 or 4x4, and they work in the field.
或者你看到那个马，两个两个或者四个四个在田里面这样的工作。
And they have to have the yoke.
他们一定要有一个轭。
To bind them together.
让他们连在一起。
So that the farmer can plow the land.
农夫这样他才能耕种这个田地。
Otherwise, yes, each one is very strong and they will go in different directions.
要不然每一个好像都很强壮，他可以走不同的方向。
So besides all the ropes, they also need to have a yoke.
所以除了那些绳子，他们还要有一个轭。
So that's why they call it a yoke fellow.
所以他才为什么这里叫做他们是同父一轭的。
So they say, yoke fellow, you need to agree with each other.
所以他在这里说，同父一轭的，你们要同心。
Need to live in harmony in the Lord.
你们要在主里面和谐的一起活。
Also, it says that we have the same mind in the Lord.
或者说在主里面要有一样的心思。
So Paul mentioned something very important to encourage the church in Philippi.
所以保罗在这里对他们有一个很重要的劝勉。
Because they are yoke fellows.
因为他们是同父一轭的。
He also mentioned about several co-workers.
在腓立比书里面他还提到几位同工。
And he also mentioned that those names are in the book of life.
然后也特别提到他们的名字是在生命册上的。
And I look around his letter, a few names being mentioned.
然后我在腓立比书里面看有几个名字是提到的。
And if you turn back to chapter 2, verse 19 through 23, you will see another name being mentioned again.
如果你回到腓立比书第二章19到23节，你看到那里提到另外一个名字。
And interestingly, he called this person as a co-worker or almost like a spiritual son.
好，我们看有意思的，我们看到这里他叫他是一个同工，或者像甚至像孩子一样。
And especially 19, we can read it, that I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you.
在19节那里讲到说，我靠主耶稣指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事。
And verse 1 it says, I have no one else like him.
20节就提到，因为我没有别人与我同心。
Who takes a genuine interest in your welfare?
实在挂念你们的事。
For everyone lies out for his own interest, not those of Jesus Christ, but you know that Timothy has proved himself because as a son with his father. He has served with me in the work of the gospel.
因为别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事，但你们知道提摩太的名正，他兴旺福音与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。
So apparently this person is very trustworthy, is that right?
所以这里我们清楚看到提摩太是很受保罗信任的。
Otherwise, he will not send this person to the church in Philippi.
要不然他不会对腓立比的教会他们这样说。
And
later on, probably we see a letter Paul wrote to Timothy.
后面我们也读到保罗对提摩太的书信。
He always mentions, "Say my son Timothy, my son Timothy."
他不断的说到说我的儿子提摩太。
And I remember one time we have a Bible study.
我记得有一次我们有一个查经聚会。
Somebody raised a hand.
有一个人举起手来。
He said, "Paul said." Say no, if you never got married, how come there is a son called Timothy?
有个人说他好像没有记得保罗有结婚，说他怎么会有一个儿子？
Oh, here is it. As a son to his father.
然后这里就说待我像儿子待父亲一样。
It's just like Paul's son in the faith.
他就像保罗的儿子。
And this reminds me.Why Jesus always mentioned that if Heavenly Father do something, and I will do it.
这让我想起主耶稣时常说的一句话。他说：“我看见在天上父所做的，然后他也做。”
Today I was in this Sunday school, in Wu Lei's class.
今天主日学我在武雷这个组。
And we read chapter 5 of John.
我们读约翰福音第五章。
When Jesus healed one paralyzed person for 38 years.
然后讲到主耶稣他医治了一个有瘸腿38年的人。
Every time he went to that pool and he tried to get into the pool, he thought he would be healed.
那个瘸腿的他在那里等着那个池子水动了他想进去。想得到医治。
But somehow for 38 years, he never got healed.
但是38年他都没有得到医治。
But when Jesus came and healed him.
但主耶稣来就医治了他。
And he said, "Stand up and take your mat and leave."
然后主跟他说起来拿起你的褥子走吧。
And other people look at that and say, "Well, this is a Sabbath day."
但是有些人看见了他就说诶那天是安息日。
How can you do that to this paralyzed person?
他你怎么能让这瘸腿的做这事呢
?And how can this paralyzed person right now is carrying the mat and walking around?
这个瘸腿的怎么能够带着这个褥子在安息日这样的走动呢
?And at that time, Jesus answered this. Whatever Heavenly Father do, I do.
在那个时候主耶稣说父亲天父所做的他我也要做。
At that time, the people, they didn't understand. They feel like this guy is awesome, blessed.
那时候的他们不明白主耶稣所说的他觉得主耶稣所说的是诽谤的亵渎的话。
So we can see Jesus and Heavenly Father is so close.
所以我们看到主耶稣和天父是这样的亲近。
Whatever Heavenly Father do, I will do.
无论天父所做的，主耶稣他也做。
Later on, he even say, "I'm in Him, He is in me."
后面主耶稣还继续说到，他说他在我里面，我在他里面。
Looks like Son is an extension of Father.
好像儿子是一个父亲的延续。
So today, Apostle Paul is going to send someone like his son to the church.In Philippi.
这里我们看到保罗他也派一个好像是他儿子一样提摩太这样到腓立比教会去。
So later on he called him co-worker, fellow worker, or his, my son, Timothy.
后面他称提摩太他是我的同工我的儿子。
Because they can share the same mind in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们能够在主耶稣里面能够有同样的心思。
Another person I just mentioned, his name is quite long, and he delivered all the gifts to Paul because of Paul right now he is in restriction, house arrest.
另外一个我刚才提到的，他名字挺长，但他也是给保罗从腓立比带来许多礼物。
And Paul also called him his brother, also called him, he is a fellow worker or fellow soldier.
保罗也称呼他为是一同做工、一同当兵的。
And that was recorded in chapter 2, verse 25 through 29 or 30.
那记录在腓立比书第二章25到29到30节。
When you are a soldier,
当你是一个当兵的，
that means you put your life aside.
那就是说你把你的性命放在一边。
And you are willing to risk your life to do something.
你愿意把你的性命摆上来做一件事。
Just like today, if we send our children or if your friend go to Iraq or Afghanistan.
就像今天如果你有孩子被送到伊拉克或者阿富汗。
And you don't know when they will lose their life or lose their life.
你不知道为他们会不会失掉他们的生命。
Do you remember a couple years ago, we invited the US soldier here, and he's the Chinese descendant, my good friend's son. He came over here to have a testimony.
你还记得两三年前有一位也是这样的回来的士兵，他在这里去做个见证。
His father and I went to the same school.
他父亲和我是去同一个学校。
And his son somehow joined the army, so he was sent to Iraq for a year and a half.
他的儿子后来参军，然后被送到伊拉克一年半。
I received so many emails from his dad.
我收到从他父亲那里有许多的电子邮件。
And every time they say, please pray for my son because right now he has a special mission. He didn't tell me what kind of mission. And we'll be gone about a week and please pray for him.
他 email, 电子邮件里面说到请为我儿子祷告，因为他现在有一个特殊的使命，这个特殊的使命会有一个星期长。
And because when they went out the compound, and they don't know what would happen on the roadside.
当他们离开那个防御工事的时候，他就不知道他孩子会出什么事。
And one time things just reverse.
但有一次事情反过来。
When they left the compound got bombed.
当他们离开了他们的防御工事，那里却遭到了炸弹的袭击。
So his son, of course, he came back and there is no place to stay.
他儿子回到那个公司那里，防御公司那里，却不能够在那里待着。
That's a soldier's life.
那是一个士兵的生活。
So this co-worker also very special.
所以这一位同工也是很特别的。
Yes, he was a messenger. He delivered a gift to Paul, and he's going to deliver a letter from Paul back to the church.
所以他是一个带信的，他把礼物带给保罗，把信息带给保罗，他也把保罗的书信带回腓立比。
But somehow he got ill.
但是他病了。
I'm pretty sure he didn't get any swine flu at that time.
我觉得他没有得到那个猪流感那个时候。
Well, of course, is that yesterday? The president announced swine flu becomes something we have to aware of, and because I have so many students got sick, almost half of the class.
昨天总统是不是说这个猪流感成为一个要观测的？实在有许多的学生，他们也都病了。
And this co-worker, a fellow soldier, he almost died.
然后这位同工，这位一同当兵的，他几乎就死了。
But because of God's mercy, he didn't die and didn't add Paul sorrow upon sorrow.
但因着神的怜悯，以巴弗提他没有死，也没有让保罗加上这些忧患。
So, Paul mentioned in a letter, say, well, you need to receive him quietly and also respect him because for the gospel purpose, he's willing to risk his life.
所以保罗在后面提到说, 要在主里欢欢乐乐地接待他, 也尊重这样的人, 因为他为了做基督的功夫, 几乎要死不顾性命。
So Paul here told us we have to be united.
所以保罗这里在告诉我们, 要, 合一, 同心。
He also used many examples of his co-workers or fellow workers or your fellow as an example to us.
所以他用了许多的例子, 讲到同父一轭的, 讲到是同工的, 讲到是, 同做工的, 和同当兵的, 这样的来说到, 要合一, 同心, 这样一件事。
Secondly, Paul mentioned something very interesting.
第二, 保罗也提到很有意思的一件事。
He keeps saying, rejoice, rejoice.
他不断地在说, 要喜乐, 要喜乐。
If you turn to chapter 1, very beginning, he already mentioned that.
如果你看第一章, 腓立比书第一章, 他已经提到喜乐。
In chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, everywhere you can see, rejoice.
然后你可以看每一个, 每一章里面, 保罗都提到要喜乐。
Sometimes you will say, how can I be joyful if I'm in this kind of a situation?
很多时候我们会说, 如果我在这样的光, 光景里面, 我怎么可能喜乐地出来?
Stock market dropped so much.
股票掉了那么多。
My visa won't get signed.
他说我的签证拿不到。
My scholarship I applied got rejected.
我申请, 奖学金也没有得到。
How about you wear my shoes? Can you be joyful?
他说好, 你能不能穿我的鞋? 让你这样也能够喜乐吗?
That's right, it's very hard.
确实是不容易。
But Paul said, you need to be joyful.
但保罗说要喜乐。
And there's the prophet also mentioned about this.
有一个先知也提到这一件事。
His name is Habakkuk.
他的名字叫哈巴谷。
And do you think this prophet, he is in very favorable condition or situation?
你可能觉得这个先知可能也在很好的。 情况下面,
no, he was in the suffering and the loss situation.
不是, 他实在是在, 困苦, 也在, 很忧伤的时候。
But he said something right now we still quote him many times.
但他说了一些话, 我们不时还都说。
And which is recorded in chapter 3 of Habakkuk 17. And 18.
是在, 哈巴谷书第三章17-18节。
And he said, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines.
虽然无花果树不发旺, 葡萄树不结果,
though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food.
橄榄树也不效力, 田地不出粮食,
though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls.
圈中绝了羊, 棚中也没有牛。
There is a word, change the whole thing, it's called yet.
然后有一个词, 它改变了整个的情况, 就是然而。
I will rejoice in the Lord.
我要因耶和华欢心。
I will be joyful in the God my Savior.
要因 我的神喜乐,
because of what?
因为什么?
Verse 19, I didn't print it here, but it says, the sovereign Lord is my strength.
因为他讲到, 耶和华是我的力量。
He makes my feet like the feet of deer.
他使我快跑如母鹿。
So my feet can walk on the heights.
又使我稳行在高处。
The heights.
高处。
A lot of time we feel like we walk in the valley.
很多时候我们觉得我们是行在幽谷里面。
And we have a lot of sorrow, it's a very dark situation.
我们有很多的忧伤，我们有很多的黑暗面。
Because there's nothing, no fig trees and no olive crop and no sheep and no cattle.
因为我们想，没有无花果树，没有葡萄树，也没有橄榄，也没有羊，没有牛。
Just like today, probably we don't have anything harvested, especially in this fall season.
可能像今天，在这个秋天里面，我们可能没有任何的收成。
And what do you think?
你觉得怎么样呢？
And a lot of time we complain.
很多时候我们会抱怨。
And a lot of time we just feel like, oh, we are so pitiful.
或者觉得我们很可怜。
But Habakkuk, he has a different way to, or different perspective.
但是哈巴谷他有一个不同的另外一面。
He said, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord."
他说：“然而，我要靠要因耶和华欢心。
”Because the sovereign Lord is my strength.
因为耶和华是我的力量。
That's the secret.
那是那个秘诀。
That's why the Paul he can write down this letter with a lot of joy in this letter.
这就为什么保罗他能够在这本书信里面。讲到了许多的喜乐。
If I were Paul at that time, probably I would say, "Oh, I'm so sad because I tried to serve the Lord, and today I'm in bondage and I'm waiting for a judge, or maybe I'll have be executed, and I'm so sad. Please pray for me."
可能如果我是保罗，可能会说，这个我会很忧伤。因为这样侍奉主，然后又给关起来，然后又给等待审判，也不知道会怎么样，可能会说为我祷告这样的事。
But Paul is totally different.
但保罗完全不一样。
He still encouraged the people to be joyful.
但他在那里鼓励那些同工们，他们说要喜乐。
And he still encouraged the co-workers to serve in the church.
他也在那里鼓励那些同工一起这样的侍奉主。
I think he already found the secret.
我想他已经找到了那个秘诀。
Another thing in the letter mentioned about be in prayer.
另外一件事所提到的是讲到在祷告里面。
He said everything by prayer.And petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
他讲到应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Same thing, he wrote a letter to Thessalonians.
同样，在保罗对帖撒罗尼迦的教会里面的书信里面，他也讲到同样的事。
In chapter 5, verse 16 through 18.
在帖撒罗尼迦五章16到18节。
By the way, if you didn't come to the church prayer meeting, that's the one our brother Tony led us to read those verses.
如果你没来到星期三的祷告会，托尼弟兄也带我们读了这一段。
He said, "Be joyful always."
讲到要常常喜乐。
Pray continually,
不住的祷告。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事谢恩。
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
Pray continuously,
不住的祷告。
A lot of time we'll give up.
很多时候我们会放弃。
We pray for someone to receive the Lord for 6 months, a year, 2 years, and gradually we forget about this person.
Yeah, 我们为某一个人，他们信主祷告，可能我们祷告了6个月、2年，然后我们可能就把这个人忘记了。
But you didn't know this seed maybe will grow someday.
我们不知道那福音的种子会不会在它里面有一天会发芽。
I already mentioned to you one of my relatives and wife prayed for husband for 30 years. Finally, when he turned 60, he became a Christian.
我跟你提到过， 有一位亲戚，他不断为他先生祷告30年，等到他60岁，先生60岁的时候，他就信了主。
In prayer, we can not only find the answer from the Lord.
在祷告里面，我不单只能够找到从神而来的答案。
Also, there's something we can cast out.
而且我们能够把一些东西能够卸掉。
Paul, he said, do not be anxious about anything.
保罗说应当一无挂虑。
It's very hard nowadays.
在现在的日子里面这个很难。
Because in our life, we need to balance so many things.
因为在我们的生活里面我们要平衡。
Your job, your family.
有家庭，有工作。
Your financial or maybe your physical condition.
可能你的经济的情况或者你的身体的情况。
Or children or your friends.
或者你的朋友或者你的孩子。
Many things that let us very, very anxious and very, very worried about.
许多的事让我们都挂虑。
Do you know in 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 7, what it says?
知道在彼得前书第五章第七节，那你怎么说吗？
He said, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
那你讲到说要将你的忧虑卸给神，因为他看顾你。
In Matthew, Jesus also mentioned about do not worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear.
在马太福音，耶稣也告诉我们要为我们的吃穿忧虑。
Anxiety can really kill us.
因为那个忧虑实在会让我们里面要很难过。
Many times we are in that kind of anxiety situation.
在我们很忧虑的时候。
And we find there's no way out.
好像我们找不到出路。
And your mind starts to deteriorate.
然后我们的思想就会退化。
And a lot of time to the situation, we become a problem of psychiatry problem, or we have to see some counseling.
到了一个地步，好像我们要去看心理医生，或者寻求心理的咨询。
This is all because of anxiety.
很多都是因为我们里面的这个忧虑。
So this is not a nowadays problem, probably in the past already happened, so that's why the Paul said, do not be anxious.
所以保罗这些事情死也都有。保罗在这里就讲到说不要，要忧虑，要卸给神。
Another thing is, Paul said, here something will happen, transcends all understanding.
但这里保罗也提到有些事情它会发生的，而且是出人意外的。
A lot of things we will put in a prayer. The Lord will do something beyond we can comprehend.
当我们把我们的事情放在祷告的时候，神会做一些事情是超乎我们所能理解的。
I think recently we have two brothers. They experienced it like this.
知道，最近我们有两位弟兄，他们就有这样的经历。
I think one of them is Brother Hu. He is sitting right here. If you know his situation, probably you'll be surprised. Your jaw will drop. He's here.
其中一位可能是胡弟兄，如果你知道他的情况，你会很惊讶看到他在这里。
Another person is our Pastor Feng.
另外一位是我们的冯牧师。
He just had a surgery.
他也刚刚有了一个手术。
He's 80 years old, and the result from the doctor's perspective is exceptional good.
他已经80岁了，但医生说他的恢复是特别的好。
This is all we can say that transcends all understanding.
这里是这里讲到的是叫出人意外的。
Guard your hearts and minds.
然后这里提到保守你的心怀意念。
A lot of time, minds, we call that as thoughts.
那你讲到心思。
Especially the younger generation right now.
特别是年轻的。
We bombarded by a lot of maybe movies or YouTube or a lot of things.
年轻的都看很多的电影或者 YouTube 里面的。
Or maybe games or all electronic things.
或者许多的游戏，各样的电子游戏。
And it becomes very hard to concentrate when we try to study or try to read the Bible.
那我们很难集中精神，或者我们是学习，或者是读圣经。
Because we already are filled with all the things that outside the world provides.
因为我们里面已经充满了这些外面的事情。
Paul said, "Here's the secret: we can guard our hearts and our minds."
但保罗这里讲到说，这里有一个秘诀，是让我们保守我们的心怀意念。
Be in prayer.
就是要祷告。
The prayer can cast away all this anxiety, also all these impure thoughts or daydreams.
所以祷告也让我们能够卸掉我们这些忧虑，也把我们不洁的思想和我们的胡思乱想都能够去掉。
The last part, Paul said, we not only we need to meditate these things, also we have to put into practice.
最后一部分，保罗也提到要思想，而且要去行。
To think about what things?
要想什么样的事呢？
He mentioned about here.
然后他这里就提到了
Verse 8, he say, Whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy.
第四章第八节那里提到，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的。
All these things you have to think about.
所有若有什么称赞的这些事你都要思念。
A lot of time our mind has the opposite.
很多时候我们所想的都是反过来的事情。
We like to be critical.
我们想想那个批评。
And sometimes we have become very analytical.
或者变得我们很在分析。
And to the point it's very hard to come out.
到了一个点。我们都很难出来。
Right here, he talks about true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy things.
这里保罗也提到许多真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的。
Second Peter 1:5-7 also mentioned that.
然后在彼得后书第二章第一章也提到。
For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness to knowledge, to self-control, perseverance, godliness, bodily kindness, and love.
所以在彼得前书后书第一章五到七节那里也提到，有了信心，又要加上德行。有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上敬虔，有了敬虔又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。
If we have this love, we will have an action.
如果我们有这样的爱，我们也有这样的行动。
Maybe the action is just the Lord wants you to care for one person.
也许神让我们来要关心这一个朋友。
Maybe just a phone call, one email.
或者有一个打一个电话或者发一个 email.
And maybe his name is being mentioned in our prayer.
或者为这位提名祷告。
A lot of actions we can do.
有许多的行动我们可以做。
But Paul said, meditate those things first and do it.
保罗这里讲到说要思想，然后要去行。
Put into practice is very important.
然后要在行动上做是很重要的。
We just read that. Now let me do some conclusion, remark.
然后最后写总结。
Paul say be united in the church.
保罗说到要主里面要同心。
Oh, in the Lord.
在主里面要同心。
So maybe we need to think about, is there anyone we should reconcile with or reconcile to today?
所以我们也想想，我们有没有，我们今天要和哪位弟兄姊妹或者朋友要和好的。
Maybe last time I said something, try to, I think I really hurt them. Maybe I need to say sorry to them.
也许在上次我说了，当说的话会使他受伤，我应该对他说，对不起。
And maybe sometimes just a new spouse. A spouse. Husband or wife.
有的时候可能就是你的配偶。
And maybe sometimes the children.
也可能是你的孩子。
It's very hard we say sorry to children.
但对小孩子说对不起，说是很难。
But sometimes we lost the temper. And not because of our parents, we can do that all the time. Sometimes we need to say sorry.
有的时候我们就发脾气了，所以我们难免会这样，但有的时候要对孩子说对不起。
But I think all this reconciliation, this is not, do it, but because God, Jesus Christ, He already done that.
这不是我们可以做，实在是主耶稣基督，他也为我们做，他也要我们这样。
Second thing is I want to ask you, do you want to worry less? Not worry less, but worry less.
他说不是，意思是要想少一点的忧虑，不是完全没有忧虑。
In this world, yes, we have a lot of worries, but can we have worry less life?
我们可以有一个少忧虑的生活吗？
Yes, we can do it.
是，我们是可以。
Just like Paul said, be joyful.
像保罗所说的，要喜乐。
Be in prayer.
要祷告。
I think we can achieve a worry less life.
我们是可以做到少的忧虑。
Another thing I'd like to ask you is, if you have this kind of impure thoughts or daydream, how can you get rid of it?
他如果有不洁的思想，或者有这些胡思乱想，我们怎么来去掉
？How can we guard our hearts and minds and thoughts？
我们怎么样来保守我们的心怀意念
？Yes, the word of God will help you.
是神的话会帮助我们。
Our prayers can help you.
我们的祷告也可以帮助我们。
Brothers and sisters can help you too.
我们弟兄姊妹们。愿意帮助。
So I encourage you to not seize any opportunity to have the meeting with brothers and sisters.
我也鼓励你和弟兄姊妹们都有交通。
Friday night is very sweet fellowship.
在星期五的晚上没有很好的各个团契的。
And maybe during the daytime, weekday, we have other very good gathering.
也许在平常的时候，我们还有一些这样的聚会。
A lot of time will draw you to the Lord, and we can get rid of all these impure thoughts and or daydreams.
这是让我们把我们带到主的面前，让我们能够去掉这些不洁的思想跟这些或者胡思的乱想。
Anything Holy Spirit nudging in your heart, say, well, you have to do it.
或者你有没有感到圣灵的感动，让你要做什么事的
？We have to be sensitive before the Lord.
我们要在主面前要敏感。
Put His love into action.
让主的爱能够到行动中。
May His word be remembered.
愿他的话能够我们能够记住。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
thank you for through this letter to Philippi that Paul really addressed many important things to us.
谢谢你借着腓立比书来告诉我们许多重要的事。
Help us to have the same attitude as the Lord Jesus Christ.
帮助我们，我们能够对你有一个对的心思。
In you, we can be united.
在你里面，让我们能够同心。
In you, we can be joyful.
让我们能够靠你，能够常常喜乐。
Through prayers.
借着祷告。
We can reduce our worries.
让我们能够减少我们的忧虑。
Also, you want us to meditate those things and also practice and put into practice.
让我们也能够时常的思念你的话，也能够行出来。
May your love touch everyone.
愿你的爱摸到我们每一个人。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.